Another question I get really frequently is, how do I know that the girl I'm talking with or flirting with is actually interested in me? Right? You want to know when she's finally turned that corner and started to feel a little bit of interest in you so that you know when to close the conversation, ask for the phone number, ask for the date, whatever it may be. Very often we call this, in kind of technical terminology, the hook point. In other words, this is a point where, like if you're fishing, that the hook actually grabs the fish and you start to reel it in, right? Well, the same thing happens with women. In your conversation skills with women, you got to know when things are starting to turn in your favor, and they will fairly quickly, and you got to be able to take advantage of it when it happens. So you can recognize this point when she's finally showing some interest in you and keeping the conversation going. The first is she starts asking you questions. And I don't mean just the obligatory questions, like having to ask you back the same question that you asked her because it's polite, right? And those are the questions. We know we don't want those. We want her to be genuinely interested in us and asking us questions. So listen for questions from her that show some interest in you, above and beyond what you might expect in just polite conversation. The next would be she asks for your name. That's really important because if she wants to know your name, she wants to get more connected with you. She wants to forge more of a, I guess you call it a relationship. I mean, it's anything beyond just being passing acquaintances. If she wants to know your name, she wants to become more familiar with you. Now, if a woman gives more extended or prolonged answers to the questions that you're asking her, you can also interpret that as being a very big indication of that hook point where she's finally starting to show interest in you and she's trying to talk her way into your approval. Okay, her body language will also start to change a bit. She'll start to open up. If she was crossing her arms before or if she was turned away, she might turn to face you a little bit more. She'll probably make more eye contact. She'll also be more willing to smile at you and show positive indicators like that. So those are the first hook points. After that, you're looking for the next hook point, not just interest, but sexual interest, okay? Because the initial interest phase is where she's just enough interested to find out if, maybe something could happen here. When she's actually starting to feel attraction, sexual attraction, she's going to act a little bit differently. And here's some of the indicators for that. One of them is she starts leaning towards you. Her body language starts to move closer to you or starts leaning towards you as if she's literally being pulled or compelled magnetically to be closer to you. Another one would be she uses your name in conversation. She says your name as part of what it is she's saying, okay? Not just as part of the, oh, what's your name? And you give her name and she says your name out loud saying, oh, that's an interesting name. Well, that's just obligatory stuff. What we're talking about here is if she actually says your name, like, let's say your name is Carlos, and she says, hey, Carlos, let's go over here and get a drink. Now, if she says that, that's a very big indicator of interest. If she's comfortable and just likes hanging there with you, even if there's a pause in the conversation where there's nothing happening or you're not saying anything and she's still comfortable with that, she doesn't act like she wants to escape, very big indication of interest there. If she asks you if you're single or if you have a girlfriend, a very big indication there. If she laughs with you and does the, what we call the hit, or where she hits you on the arm and says, stop, like when you're teasing her, that's a very big indication of interest right there. Another important indication of interest is that she's comfortable with you coming in physical contact with her, touching her, maybe holding her hand for a second as you check out a piece of her jewelry, or if you happen to get into her space. You know that thing I talk about, which is proxemics. Well, if you're starting to get really close to her and she doesn't seem uncomfortable in any way with that, and she seems like she's cool with it, that's a very big indication of interest. If she shows any willingness to just hang out with you and leave her friends behind, that's also another indication that you want to look for. Also watch her for how she maintains eye contact, okay? Some women are just plain nervous talking to guys, and they just can't hold eye contact. Maybe she's got low self-esteem, but she might also be interested, so watch out for that. But on the whole, if she makes strong eye contact with you and doesn't constantly glance around, look around at other people in the room, or always looking at her friends, that's another indication of interest. By the way, there's also something here called the help me eyes. This is something I learned from a friend of mine, a female guru out there who also talks about this. Women will sometimes make a kind of wide-eyed expression at you as a way of indicating or signaling her girlfriends, hey, I want to get out of this conversation. And you can watch for that, but on the whole, it doesn't usually happen all that often if you're doing the right things. It's just something to be aware of. Women use a lot of physical body signals, and eye contact is one of the things that you should definitely be tuned into and watching, okay? Now, if a girl's also just listening to you and doesn't seem to be tuning out, even if you're just talking about complete garbage and, you know, you're just blathering on, maybe you're a little bit nervous, but she still seems interested and tuned in, very good indication right there. Also, watch for head tilting. If a woman tilts her head, that's usually an indication that she's interested. Also, watch for the triangle look. She'll look from eye to eye because we never really make eye contact with one eye to one eye and the other eye to the other eye. We always look at one eye or the other. She'll go back and forth between your eyes, and then watch when she looks down slightly. She'll look at your mouth. That's a very, very big indicator right there because she's expressing interest in your lips, and then she's starting to think subconsciously, I wonder what it would be like if this guy kissed me. And another big indication you want to watch out for is she's laughing a lot with you, like more than she needs to, okay? If she's not laughing at all, that's a bad indicator. But if she's laughing really strongly with you and she's just going along with the jokes, maybe even just a bit too much, that means she's trying to express interest, okay? She's trying to be a part of the fun and show you that she's interested. Okay, so those are the major indicators you need to be watching out for when you're flirting with women and talking with women. Just be observant, watch the things that are going on, and you'll have no problem after a while cultivating a really keen radar for this stuff. You'll be able to sense it pretty quickly. Most guys don't realize they have excellent instincts when it comes to this sort of thing. Watch for it, and you'll see when she's interested. And again, if you want to learn all the advanced strategies, all the tactics and techniques that I use in my conversations with women so that you can know how to talk to women pretty much anywhere, any place, without any fears of rejection or that you're going to run into that, you know, the uncomfortable silence or that she's going to lose interest and give you that obligatory, you know, I need to get back to my friends. If you want to avoid the pain and suffering of that situation, then you just got to discover a few simple secrets that will make you unstoppable in conversation. Go to talktowomen.carloszuma.com. Again, it's talktowomen.carloszuma.com. No www in front of it, just talktowomen.carloszuma.com.